दोस्तों, हम आपको अक्सर उन भारतीयों से और भारतीय मूल के ऑस्ट्रेलियाइयों से मिलवाते हैं जिन्होंने ऑस्ट्रेलिया में न सिर्फ अपना नाम कमाया है बल्कि इस मुल्क को, इस समाज को बहुत कुछ लौटाया भी है और इसके लिए वो काम कर रहे हैं। इसी कड़ी में आज हम आपको मिलवा रहे हैं डॉक्टर संजय जोसेफ से जो डार्विन में रहते हैं। डॉक्टर जोसेफ यहीं यानी ऑस्ट्रेलिया में पैदा हुए हैं, पढ़े बड़े हैं, लेकिन भारत से जुड़े हुए हैं। केरला के उनके माता पिता आज भी हर साल एक बार उन्हें लेकर केरला जाते हैं। डॉक्टर जोसेफ ने बहुत काम किया है डार्विन की समुदाय के लिए, लोगों के लिए, वहाँ के ज़रूरतमंदों के लिए, इसलिए उन्हें बहुत सारे इनाम और खिताब भी मिले हैं। और इस साल वो नॉमिनेटेड किए गए थे यंग ऑस्ट्रेलियन ऑफ द ईयर नॉर्दर्न टेरिटरी के लिए। आइए उनसे जानते हैं उनकी यात्रा कैसी रही। ये बातचीत अंग्रेजी में होगी क्योंकि डॉक्टर जोसेफ को हिंदी नहीं आती है। डॉक्टर संजय जोसेफ, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी। लेट्स स्टार्ट विद योर जर्नी। वेयर डू यू कम फ्रॉम इन इंडिया? व्हेन डिड यू अराइव हियर इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया?
यस श्योर, थैंक यू विवेक। सो आई वाज बोर्न एंड ब्रॉट अप इन पर्थ एंड माय फैमिली इज फ्रॉम केरला। सो दे केम टू ऑस्ट्रेलिया इन 1993. Since then, I've been very lucky to be born and raised here in Perth, and also having had close cultural ties in India, being able to go back home to India every year, once a year. And then since then, I've studied here up till high school, and then moved to Darwin for university, and then having worked there now as well. That's been my journey so far.
And you are a celebrated citizen of Darwin and an award-winning citizen of Darwin, and people love you there. What is your connection to Darwin, and how did you establish that connection? Because you did not spend your childhood there. You went there during your uni time. So how did that connection happen?
Yeah, sure. It was all quite luck, I could say. And thank you for those really kind words earlier. Essentially, after high school, I had applied everywhere around Australia for a medical degree. And unfortunately, at the time, I didn't get through to the University of Western Australia. And so it was really by chance. I think I was ready to go ahead with engineering, like any other Indian child would go through. I got an offer in the last minute to come to Darwin to study medicine. I did also get other offers in Queensland, but Darwin seemed to be closer to Perth. So I thought it would be easy to come back home. It was a Commonwealth supported seat. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to experience a different place and challenge myself.
And so you went there to study, but you became a Darwinian. I don't know what the word you guys use there.
So it's almost been a decade now here, 9 years. I came here to study. It was about 6 years of studying. I've been working here now for 3 years, and next year will be 4 years. Yeah, and I've loved it. I think the environment, the patients that I get to see every day, my friends, and the beauty of nature around in the Northern Territory has kept me grafted to this place. My mum keeps calling me every year to come back. I'll have to think about it. One day I will be coming back home to Perth.
You do a lot of social work. You are involved with so many activities. And you are a doctor. And on its own, your job and your work is very time-consuming. What motivates you to give some extra to the society, to the community?
At the end of the day, I'm someone that if I see a gap, I want to fill it, or I want to fix an issue straight ahead. I don't like leaving things lingering around. So I've been in a fortunate position to experience and see these gaps firsthand. Some volunteering work that I've been able to participate in, one in particular called Healthy Start. So that's a non-for-profit organization that was initially founded by a colleague and friend of mine called Dr. Murillo. He essentially started that in Brisbane, and I met him when he came to Darwin maybe 5-6 years ago when I was a student. And essentially, it's an organization that promotes health literacy for newly arrived refugees. So my main motivation was, my parents were migrants, and I myself come from this ethnic background. And we've unfortunately experienced a lot of racism and a lot of difficulties coming from, a different background as to your typical Australian culture. And with that, what I've found, instead of complaining about it or feeling sorry about it, the fact that empowering yourself with knowledge comes with great confidence and a sort of safety net. And so that's one motivation that I see myself going through. Not exactly what newly arrived refugees have gone through, the immense trauma that some may have gone through, but being able to alleviate that little bit of the burden of insecurity or not knowing what they need to face, and giving them tools to work with and build their own skill set and knowledge base is what motivates me. And seeing the outcomes of these events that we hold brings great satisfaction.
Dr. Joseph, you are a second generation Australian. How are your experiences different from, and especially youngsters, because especially those who come as students?
So I think that's a very difficult question because I haven't obviously been in your shoes or student shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being a second generation Australian, I've been very, I guess I have the advantage of knowing the culture, knowing the ins and outs of Australian way of life, and handling certain challenges. And in terms of racism, unfortunately, still exists all across Australia, even though people try to think that we've moved past it. And maybe from what I hear, first-generation migrants or students that come from India or other countries, unfortunately, experience this a lot more than maybe what I may have because of how we speak, how we dress, how we book, and what we do. And unfortunately, that's the superficial environment that we live in today.
And you think when you are a second generation Australian, the acceptance is the level, the degree of acceptance is higher?
Yeah, well, I hope that wasn't the case. Maybe there is certain pockets of Australia. Just because you speak like them, there's a famous quote where they said, all the people like us are we, and everyone else they. And so they look for things of familiarity. And unfortunately, if you speak different or you think differently or you look differently, people have that innate frailty of distrusting you or not accepting you. And that's the unfortunate thing of in Australia what happened. And we hope that this can change.
Well, it's really nice talking to you, Dr. Sanjay Joseph, and the work you are doing is absolutely inspirational and great. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Vivek. It's been a pleasure being with you today.